On a fantastic Monday, yes, Lord, Monday afternoon. It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to Night Tracks Radio. And today's artist spotlight, gifted singer, songwriter, simply captivating. New hit single, of course, Close to You, featuring Robin Thicke, the one and only, Miss Annie Tracy. Thank you, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
No, the pleasure is mine. Young lady, you are causing quite a stir with your music and your vocals are incredible. But I wanted to ask you, how did you put together, so how did it come together, I should say, as far as the collaboration with Robin Thicke working on the new hit single, Close to You?
Well, it's actually a funny story because I wrote that song in LA with Mike Sabbath, who's an incredible, incredible producer. He produced Ray's whole album that just came out, and he's worked with Lizzo and Meghan Trainor and all those great people. So when we got in the studio, we actually wrote Close to You, the first time we ever got together and worked together. And we thought it was a very special song and we loved it. And that was like 2 or 3 years ago. And then it kind of got a little bit lost in the shuffle. And then one of my managers showed it to Robin and he loved it. And he said he would love to support and hop on it. So he has really just been so kind enough to support the record by just hopping on it and having it be attached to his Spotify and Apple Music, where his fans will see the record and come and discover me and my music. And so he's just been the first like major artist to put me on and believe in me enough to add his name and his voice to a record of mine, which I am still can't believe is real, and I'm very grateful for. I'm just like, what's going on? What?
Well, that tells you and goes to show you that hard work and being and perseverance definitely pays off. And one of the things that I get from your music is very melancholy. What a splash of R&B. Got a little jazz mixed in, but everything leads to transparency. And I wanted to ask you, a lot of the music that you do put out and record, is it coming from personal experiences in your life?
Yeah, for sure. I would say I mostly write from my own personal experiences, but I'm also like, I just love writing more than anything. Like, honestly, maybe even more than singing, which is saying a lot, because I'm definitely like been singing since a kid. So sometimes I will get so inspired on a writing front where I'll hear a line or hear a story that someone's been through and be so inspired to write a whole song about that. But I always find a through line where I can relate as well, you know, but mostly my own personal experiences.
You know, what I've always found so fascinating about the concept of writing music, and I've always touched upon this, the level of transparency that an artist chooses to divulge so much of themselves through music. Because, you know, once, I don't like to use the term fans because it comes across as being very generic. Same. But once people, when people latch onto,
Sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to.
No, not at all. And I was saying that when people become so involved with you and love your music because you're speaking to them, they want to know so much more about you. And how long did it take you to become somewhat comfortable to divulge so much of yourself through your music?
You know, I've always been a very open and honest, transparent person ever since a kid. So I personally think that I feel like my purpose on earth is to just tell my story and my experiences through music. Like, I genuinely feel like God put me on earth to do that. So once I finally accepted that, I fought it for a long time. I fought, like, I was like, okay, I don't want to be a musician. Like, I don't see how I can make a career out of that. And it doesn't make sense. And then once I stopped thinking about the logistics and thought about, like, this is truly what I was made to do, I just need to let that go and succumb to that. I haven't looked back since, and I'm just like, if this is my truth, this is my truth. I'm going to sing it. I'm going to write about it. And, I've learned in releasing music this year that so many more people are going through the exact same thing or feeling the exact same thing than you realize. Sometimes I think, okay, I don't know if this will translate, but whatever, I have to be honest. I have to be myself. And then the songs that I wouldn't ever think, like Crying in the Subway being one, I get messages about every day being like, yeah. I've been listening to this crying in the subway. And this, I'm like, wow. And you know, it doesn't even have like crazy, crazy streams, but the people that hear it and have heard it in the beginning phases of my career have been really affected by it. And it's just encouraging to me to keep just, no matter how random or weird I think it might be, just write it and somebody will feel heard and seen and not alone. So, yeah.
As I touched upon earlier before we started the broadcast, is very melancholy. And I'm a stickler when it comes to lyrics. And when I'm listening to it, when you close your eyes, it takes you on a completely different level. So, wow, this person is actually speaking to me. They're singing about things that I'm experiencing right now. How does it make you feel when you have supporters who come to you and say, hey, what you're singing about or this particular song really touched me from an emotional standpoint?
I mean, it makes me want to keep doing this, no matter how hard this industry is and how crazy, silly I think it is sometimes, like the logistics and just how the music business works. I'm like, why am I even doing this? And then I get messages from people and DMs gushing their heart out to me about what they went through, and they feel comfortable enough telling me, like in a DM on Instagram, and they don't know me, just through my music. It's almost like therapy, like it's with people who I don't know, and it's the music is the connector. And so anyways, that is exactly why I just, it just feels like you said, it just feels good. It feels good to just know that people feel it, you know, because you can just talk and you can do it and you can tell your truth. But to have people really know that it's the truth and feel it, and then also talk to you and tell you their truths, it's something that I don't take lightly and take for granted. And I'm very grateful for.
It's a sense of validation. It's the there vibe that I get.
I just went all around the world to get that. Yeah.
We're going to talk about the messy side, as you stated, because I can look at your face in a somewhat displeasure when you talk about the industry, the music industry, the business side can be so cutthroat, ruthless, and can really tear an artist down, especially when they feel like they're striving to do better things. Being an independent artist, how important is it to you to have the level of control as far as controlling your music and what kind of music that you put out?
You mean like how important is it to me?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like the most important thing to me, hence why I'm doing the independent artist journey, because I could technically do different routes if I really wanted to, but I'm very dedicated to being authentic and being in control of my art. And I want to be able to tell my own narrative and my own, set my own brand, set my own tone, set the way I do music, how I roll out, how I'm creative with my marketing, how I'm creative with my videos. Even if they're not the best videos in the world, I can at least get across what I want to get across without anybody else trying to, you know, change anything for any other purposes. So I'm very big on that. It's hard to do everything on your own, because a lot of times I feel like I'm not an artist. I feel like in the rollout of this year, I've been a content creator. I've been a director. I've been a video editor. I have been a marketing person. I've been, you know, everything. I have a very small, incredible team, but I'm very hands-on. So sometimes it gets a bit discouraging, because I'm like, am I even an artist? I haven't written a song in a while. You know, I haven't gotten into the studio, but I just keep telling myself that it's worth it, and that I'm just trusting in the process.
Well, that is the price that we pay when you're the boss, when you're right. In charge
right.
of your right. own brand. And I want to talk to you about branding. Sure. Social media has been so advantageous for artists to promote what they're doing. How long did it take you to get somewhat acclimated to being able to use social media and use it to your advantage to promote your music?
What does that mean to me?
Yes.
It's obviously very important and amazing that I get to do that and I get to share it with people via social media. The problem I always just run into is like, I'm a very authentic, real person and we're all real humans and social media feels so not real sometimes. So it's a constant battle I'm struggling with because I'm putting out stuff. I'm trying to spread the word of my music and I'm trying to do it in the most authentic way possible. But sometimes when it's all on a screen, it feels inauthentic. I wish there was another way to do it, but that's the world that we're in right now. We're sharing everything via social media and connecting with people there. And it's beautiful that I could talk to these people all around the world in DMs and connect them over music. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm ready to get on stage and meet these people in person. You know?
Right.
You can only sing in front of a camera for so long. So I'm excited for the part where I get to go on tour and meet these amazing people in person and all that.
What kind of release is it for you when you have an opportunity to perform live?
That is the probably my favorite part of what I do. Nothing makes me happier and feel closer to like God and my purpose than being on stage with a microphone. Or not even being on stage, just like with a microphone and people who love music. And being able to just sing and connect to them with music, yeah, that means everything to me. So any opportunity that I'm given to perform, I'm always just very grateful. And I take it very seriously. Like, I get a little bit crazy with my live performances.
Well, I can definitely understand that. When you have that level of passion and being able to connect to the listeners in a live setting, how long does it take for you to come down from that after a performance?
It takes a minute. I definitely am like, woo, you know, after a show. Right. And then I knock out and then I wake up the next morning and I'm like, what happened? And then I do it all over again. So yeah, it takes a lot out of me because I put so much into it, but I wouldn't change it and wouldn't have it any other way.
For the first time that someone has had the opportunity to meet you or hear your music, how would you describe yourself as an artist?
Oh, that's tough. I would say soulful, honest. I would say I'm the vulnerable savage. I'm very vulnerable, but at the same time, I'm very savage. And you'll really learn that if you liked Act One, Act Two, which is coming in the new year, the top of the new year, and Act Up. Nobody knows that. You heard it here first. But those lyrics are all like, one moment you're heartbroken, and literally the next sentence you're like, huh? So I love doing that little shift. It's like, I'm honest enough to let you know that I am, this is how I feel, or this is how you've made me felt, but in the same way, like, savage line to make you get your bad bitch back or whatever. So I would say vulnerable, savage, soulful, yeah.
Always expect the unexpected. That's the vibe that I get from you. Yeah, and that's beautiful. How important is it for you to live in the moment?
Very important. I think that's the name of the game. I think that that's personally like what we're all trying to achieve in life, especially in a world of social media and where everything's moving so fast. It's like, stay in the moment, stay in the moment, be present. That's what I'm always trying to do. But I think that it's hard. It's hard when you are like wanting to work and keep going and then, oh, overthinking this performance. And you know what I mean? It's the most peaceful I am is when I can really handle being in the moment. And I often do that the best when I am on stage or in the studio, because I'm in that moment writing, I'm in that moment singing with people. You know what I mean?
I always ask this question. I'll use the analogy, what comes first, what came first, the chicken or the egg? What comes first for you, lyrics or the melody? When you start the progression of doing a song, working on a song, working on new music?
It depends. I know a lot of people say that. It depends, probably. But I'll either come up with a line when I'm walking or something, or I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to write a whole song about this. And that line stays. Or usually I'll hear something and then I'll just start freestyling, singing, and then I have that melody, and then I fill in the line on the melody. So I really, it goes either way with me.
Okay. Now, you had the opportunity to work with some very talented and very creative producers. And I wanted to ask you, for being an artist, being a, what's the word I'm looking for, a perfectionist, how important is it to have a producer or producers who really understand you as an artist and being able to pull more from you from a creative side? How important is it?
Oh, I think that's very important. It's very important. I've had the opportunity to, I've been lucky enough to work with some incredible producers, and each one of them has brought something different out in me. And my A&R / manager, Tricky Stewart, has purposely put me in the room with like musicians first and like very creative people. And so I'm like a highly creative person and I have so many ideas and I get so excited. So when I'm in the room with somebody like that, who's a producer, it always brings out like a different side of me. And I think that's so cool. It's very important. If somebody is not passionate, I don't want to be in the room with them. Like,
concur.
Yeah,
I concur. Cause if you're in there, I have this passion and all these things that are brewing in me, that from a creative side, I need somebody at that same level in the studio working with me. You know, what's amazing to me is that this whole year has just passed by and we're basically a few months away from going into 2024. What are some of the things that you would like to see yourself accomplish from a personal aspect for the new year?
Oh, that's a great question. Very thoughtful. From a personal aspect for the new year, what do I want to accomplish on a personal level in the new year? My manager's like, don't meet someone. No, no, in all seriousness, probably what you said before, learning and really focusing on staying in the moment more. Remembering that where I am right now in this moment is where I'm supposed to be. And just trying to find peace in ways, in every way that I can. Maybe that is being okay with not thinking about music for one day, or finding those little things that I have to do to just like bring myself peace and understanding that I'm where I'm supposed to be. Cause sometimes it just goes so fast. Like, I need to be doing this. I need to be here. I need to be this, you know? But yeah.
It can be challenging when you're trying to balance both a professional career and still trying to maintain a personal private life. How important is it to have people around you that support you for who you are, not trying to use the privilege of being around you?
That is very important to me, hence why I have like maybe four friends. I have knocked some people out along the way. I think that's everything. I've always believed that the sum of the people of who you are around is who you'll become. And I've watched people have people who don't have their best interests and heart around them. And on very big levels too. And it's amazing what it does. I mean, like people, it's rough. These manipulators and these people out here are good at what they do. And they're good at latching on to artists and people. And I've been lucky enough to see it happen and have it happen to me to the point where I can spot them. And I keep my circle very small. I just think that energy is everything, and I keep it nice and small and doop da da doop, and then just do my own thing and write music.
That Captain Marvel kind of vibe, just keep them had a dick.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, someone, I'll be like, got it. Just stand over there when I talk to you. Okay.
And for those who are tuning in, laid shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the super talented Annie Tracy, of course, and her new hit single, Close to You, featuring Robin Thicke. I want everybody to make sure they stop by iTunes, Spotify, whatever musical platform tickles your fancy, be able to go there and purchase the new hit single. And while you're there, this incredible EP, Act One, go check it out, buy it, purchase it. It is an incredible. Now, my thing is this, young lady, when the new year rolls around, I hope you stop by Houston and come down there and perform. We would love to see you perform live.
I want you so bad. And you better be there. I want to meet you in person.
I promise you, I will be there. Hey, on one condition, Okay. I have to get an autograph album. I need something on wax from you, okay?
I'm dead.
Oh, my goodness. Can you do me a favor? Can you give the listeners out there, as far as the different social media websites, they can catch up with you and make sure they support you at?
Absolutely. So my Instagram is just Annie Tracy, A-N-N-I-E-T-R-A-C-Y. I post a lot of updates there. I'm getting into the TikTok world now. I have some good TikTok, okay? I'm going to get on my TikTok game. So, you know, that's a little Annie Tracy, but add music to the end. So A-N-N-I-E-T-R-A-C-Y, music. You probably know how to spell music. I won't spell it.
Yes.
And it's Annie Tracy. We're here for the music, okay? I mean, I can't spell it for shit, but I write lyrics. So anyways, but Facebook, Annie Tracy Music. And then I have a website, annietracy.com. And if you sign up there, I'm going to, fingers crossed, go on my first mini tour in the new year. And I'm going to do a couple private special listening events where people can hear the music before this stuff comes out. So, yeah, if you just follow me on socials, you can get those updates. If you end up listening to my music and want to hear more and want to follow along on my journey, I'd appreciate it.
Hey. To all the booking agents out there, I know you'll be tuning in to see who the teddy bear has on. Huh? Ah! Make sure you hit Annie up. Get her on stage. She is fantastic. Captivating voice. Put you to sleep in a positive way. Just very therapeutic. My queen, I got one more question. I got to ask you this before I let you ease on down the road. If you could go back in Doctor Who's time machine, let's say 7 years, and you had an opportunity to speak to that Annie, what would be some of the things that you would say to her to help her be prepared for this journey?
Oh my gosh, are you trying to make me cry? Are you trying to make me cry on a live? Oh, what I would say to me 7 years ago, I would say, trust yourself. Stop doubting and trust God and just go for it. Just stop overthinking and just trust your purpose and yourself and just go.
Well, I believe in your purpose. I believe in your talent. And that's very rare for me to say that because I have a tendency to be very critical of a lot of today's music. But when you were first brought to my attention, and my staff was raving about you. And I said, well, let me take a listen. I said, she has a very beautiful voice. And I can't imagine what you're going to be like in the next 2 years. And that Act Two EP, Lord.
I'm so excited for you to hear it. I really think that you're
I can't imagine what that's going to sound like. But this is your home, whatever you need. Please do not hesitate to let us know. We will promote and do whatever we can to make sure that we get the word out to everyone. My love, it was an honor and
a
privilege.
Thank you so much. Seriously, thank you so much for having me and being so kind and supportive. It really means the world to me, truly. Thank you.
My pleasure. Remember, family, the new hit single, Close to You, available on iTunes, Spotify. If you're feeling a little even more adventurous, you can always stop at Amazon.com. Be sure you support her and catch up on all of her social media outlets. And be sure to get that EP, Act One, crying on the subway. Lord,
I'm so glad you like that. Are you from New York?
I'm from Houston, Texas. Actually, I'm originally from Los Angeles.
Originally from Los Angeles. What about crying on the subway? I know we're wrapping this up, but crying on the subway, what was it that got you?
The melody.
Okay.
The lyric, more of the lyrics, because it's hard. It's very challenging to combine lyrics with a melody that actually mesh together. Right. And you did an exceptional job. It really gets you, it makes you sit down and really think about the things that you've experienced from a personal aspect. And that's one of the things I like. I'm dating myself a little bit. It's a song by a group by REM called Everyone He Hurts. And it really touches a nerve. And I know I'm looking at the listeners now that are watching the show, from Abby to Hammett to Lori.
Lori, I wish I could see this.
She said, Lori, she said, y'all better support her. Yes, Lord, we will.
Look at me. So cute. Oh, some people are coming from my TikTok.
Oh, my goodness. And to all the supporters out there, for those who missed the interview, no need to fear. Is going to be premiered on our YouTube channel. And also, we're going to make sure that it's uploaded and featured on iHeartRadio. We got you covered, my love, okay?
Oh, yay. Thank you.
My pleasure.
I'm going to share it with everyone.
Please do. Much continued success. I can't wait for 2024. You're going to do some exceptional things, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
My pleasure, my queen. That's super talented. Lord have mercy. Annie Tracy here on Night Tracks Radio. Remember, family, get the new hit single Close to You, available on all streaming outlets, and also the fantastic EP, Act One EP, Lord have mercy, Crying on the Subway. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and allowing me to help you tune out all the negativity. Yeah, we'll be back on live. I got some surprises for you coming up this week, but the only way you're going to find out, you got to make sure that you follow us on Facebook. That's at Facebook at Night Tracks with two X's. That's Night Tracks Radio. Also on TikTok. Yeah, we're on TikTok. Same thing. Night Tracks Radio with two X's. And be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's at Night Tracks Radio Music Podcast. We'll have Annie's, of course, interview in its entirety featured on our YouTube channel and also on iHeart Radio, and also follow us on Instagram. Same thing, Instagram.com/Night Tracks with two X's, Night Tracks Radio. It's a pleasure to everyone. Thank you for joining me. And as in always, keep it soulful here on Night Tracks Radio. Lord have mercy.